Pete and Kimber.
Mix 94.5.
So we were having a chat yesterday about dating in your 40s, and I was saying a series of my girlfriends have kind of gone, I think I'm giving up on dating because they found that the dating pool's getting quite small. So, you know, they think that, you know, if you're sort of a 45 to 50 year old bloke and you're single, you're prepared to date anyone as far down as 25 years of age and anyone up to 60. Whereas women at that age tend to go no lower than sort of 38. And then as a result, the pool is quite small. We were chatting about a bunch of women who had called up and said that they were not interested in finding love. They've just decided that they'll be single now. And we got this really interesting text with a totally different point of view from Casey. And Casey said, sorry, guys, I've got to say every woman these days thinks that she's a 10 and that they should be treated accordingly. And there's certain things that men don't find attractive, and that's why they can't find themselves a man.
So it's ladies' fault.
She says it's the woman's fault. And I thought, well, she said women are more to blame rather than blaming men.
So this is a really interesting perspective given, especially as coming from a woman. And Casey and Coburn joins us on the show now. Good morning to you, Casey.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, right. Casey. Thanks for your text. I think you were fired up when you heard the calls yesterday. Tell us your thoughts. What do you think that women need to consider?
Well, I obviously struck a wee chord with you, Kimber.
It's a really interesting perspective. You've given a perspective because, look, and admittedly, I'm going to say when we were chatting yesterday, I don't think it was that the blame was on men. I was just saying that men have a bigger dating pool than women. They do tend to date further out of their age range. But, yeah, tell us what your thoughts are.
Well, okay, so firstly, I do agree with you that, men do that. And, okay, so you've got about three different types of women as far as I can see. Now, I'm not one of those single women out there. I've been with my partner since I was 17 and I'm now in my mid-40s. But I observe, so we'll say 80% of my friends are all single, okay, and they have gone either chosen a career path earlier on in their, like, years and missed out on the whole marriage, family, kids. Now, that was a choice they made, and that comes with losses, and they lost that side of, by choosing their career, they lost that side of it. Now they're looking for it. Now, the men that they're looking for, they're in about their 40s, whatever. Now, most of these men have been divorced, have been railroaded by a woman, have had lost their wives, lost their children, lost their homes, probably lost half their super, and they are, for a better word,
damaged, Casey?
I wouldn't say damaged. They're just cautious, you know. And women these days, they're walking around like, oh, hey, I'm a 10, you know, me and all my wonderful, weird and wacky tattoos that I just got on a whim. Men don't like that. Okay, yeah, some men do, and I'm probably, all these men that are listening are going to go, well, I like it. You know, some men do, and I understand that, but the majority of men that you're, these women are looking for to have a relationship and not just get a leg over, they're not looking for that. They don't want.
What do they want, Casey? What are they? So I, you know, I'm a happily married man, but you know, say for it all goes it all goes upside down, God forbid, and then you know I'm there and I'm wandering around. What am I looking for?
The one thing you're looking for is loyalty.
Loyalty.
That is the key. Every man is looking for a woman that will be loyal to him. A woman that will, like, when I say look after him, I don't mean be his mother, but will nurture him. So his role is to go out and, you know, bring in the bread and protect the home. You know, God forbid something happens, someone intrudes your home. A man puts his life on the line for his family. A woman, it's not a woman's role to do it.
It's, you know, not a woman's role. What do you mean by it's not a woman's role? I find that really interesting because this is a really contentious issue these days that it's not a woman's role, because then what is a woman's role? Like, if you had to actually put it out in dot points, right, make a list of it, what is a woman's role in the home in 2024?
Okay. In 2024, that's a really interesting question because I wouldn't have an absolute clue. I know my role. Like, look, 30% of all marriages in Australia end in divorce, okay? Now, 44% of them are instigated by the woman.
Right.
All right. So whether or not she's, you know, had a gutful of being the stay-at-home wife and doing, you know, the things that I do, which I don't ever complain about, which is everything. My husband doesn't lift a finger, ever.
Wow. That's got to be rare.
But you know what? I've been with them since I was 17. Now, if I'd have had a gutful of that, I would have long gone by now.
But you love it.
But I love it, and he respects me for it, and I respect him for it.
And do you think that's the secret? Do you think making sure that he never lifts a finger is the secret to your happy marriage?
Absolutely, because he doesn't want for anything. He knows he's going to come home from you know, a 10-hour day at work. He's going to sit down. He's going to relax. Dinner's going to be ready. The house is going to be clean. The kids are going to be content. My wife's going to look semi-decent because, you know, I know he's coming home. I'll have a shower. I'll put a little bit of, you know, lip gloss on, whatever. Everyone that knows me knows I do that, and they, half of my friends think I'm batshit crazy, and the other half probably hate me behind my back. But you know, that's what works for us. And if you go back in time to like the 1940s, 50s and 60s.
Oh, I thought we were already there. I was going to invite you into my time machine, Casey, to 2024.
I was waiting for it.
Women these days, Kimber, they're all about themselves. And stop it. Just stop it.
Casey, what are your wants? What are your wants and needs? Because I hear what you're saying and I go, cool, all of this is wonderful for your husband. He's having all of his needs met. But what are your wants and needs?
But I am having all of my needs met. I've got a beautiful roof over my head. I've got my children. I'm content. My husband looks after me. Anything I want, I'm not like a princess or anything, but you know, he's loyal to me. He loves me. He respects me. He makes me feel loved. And that's what women are searching for, the feeling to feel loved.
Yeah, but why can't we just be loved without having to do all of the work?
Because you're too busy out there being boss bitches trying to cock a leg over the next available thing.
Okay. So where are all the men that are out there earning all the money and providing for us? Like, is that a thing? Is that actually happening? Because I don't know many men. I don't know many families right now. Your wife is working, Pete. I don't know many families that are single income that can do everything while you stay home with the kids full time and clean after them and cook for them. And I dead set, I had an ex-mother-in-law who grew up in New Zealand who literally said the words to me, You should have food on the table when he comes home and pop your apron off and put a bit of lippy on when he comes back. And I was like, we're both working a 40-hour week.
Okay. Well, I also work, but I work for myself. So I have the beauty of being able to put my husband first, put my children first, and be able to do that. But
so you're like a quiet boss bitch.
I mean, hang on, she's got you there, Casey.
You're like a boss bitch, but you're not telling anyone.
No, you know what, Casey, I hear horses for courses here. There's a lot of blokes out there, I guarantee you, on the other side of the coin, there's a lot of blokes out there who would absolutely love to hear and be with a woman that's got your perspective. As a man who's also trying to raise a couple of daughters in this world, I hear the part of your argument where you're like, I want to put together a happy home and this is what works for me. At the same time, if my girls came to me and said, my man expects that I put on a little bit of lippy for him by the time I get home, I'd be like, you get the hell out of there, both of you.
Really?
Going, yes, I would.
Doesn't want to compete, Pete. A man doesn't want to come home and compete with his missus.
Who's he competing? Is he competing with his missus? My wife doesn't put lippy on, and I'm good with it. We never feel like we're competing. I mean, wouldn't mind if she did occasionally, but, you know.
How often in a week are you intimate?
Sorry, what was that?
How often in a week are you intimate?
Oh, hang on. We're getting into stuff we can't talk about after 8 o'clock. Here, no, but it's like, how often are we intimate? Like, that's an interesting question. But, like, I would love for us to be intimate more. But I'm also a realist in the fact that my wife works and we have three kids and they are absolutely hectic. And it gets to an evening where I'm walking around, you know, having done a bit of radio, right, and having had a pretty chill day, and I'm trying to pinch her backside to get her into bed, and she's not having it. Like, I understand that because she's had a hell of a day, and that's most days, Casey. Would I love her to turn around and reciprocate every single time I went after it? Absolutely. But we'd never see our kids.
Look, I think that you raised some interesting points there, Casey, but I think if I was to ask my partner, James, some of the things that he loves about me are that I can take care of myself, and he's by no means some weak guy who can't take care of us or take care of himself, or, you know, like, he just finds those traits in me attractive. He likes that I'm a go-getter. He likes that I have other interests outside of him. He likes, you know, so I think that those things are attractive to lots of people. And it wasn't that I think that people think that you're one or the other. So people say that I'm a career person because they go, oh, well, you chose career instead of kids. And I'm like, no, I never met anyone when I was younger that I thought it was suitable to have children with.
Mm.
And now that I'm older, I made a decision. I don't want kids. But when I was younger, I didn't. Now, I could have been a person who went out and had kids with anybody. Absolutely, I could have. But I thought it was a responsible decision to go, that's not a good idea, because I knew that wasn't going to work in the long run, you know? So I feel like instantly people go, oh, you're career, or you're a mother, or you're a housewife. You can only be those two things.
Whereas a bloke can be all the things.
Yeah.
Casey, I got to say one thing. There is nothing that I love more, because I think this is the world we need to live in, of people with opposing opinions that might be a little bit controversial to some or whatever, jumping on and having a good old bloody chat about them.
And just a respectful chat. We can still have a laugh, and you know that we're not, you know, no one's attacking each other.
And the point is, power to you. If that's the way that you're living your life and you love it, then you go, girl. You go, you be that boss bitch in your household.
But I'm not just someone who mopes after my man, but I will leave you with one little bit of advice. And this is the controversial advice.
Oh, let's go.
My man, my husband, comes first. He comes before me and he comes before my kids. And I'll tell you why before you go at me.
No. Go on.
We started, what, 28 years ago?
Yeah.
Just us two. Now we're going to finish probably in 30 years in the future, just us two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I nurture our marriage like my life depends on it, because at the end of the day, it does.
Yeah.
And I think as long as he's nurturing it back, that's totally reasonable.
100%. He fulfills all my needs and more. Wink, wink.
I'd like to say good morning to your husband, who's clearly there at the moment as well, then.
No, he's not.
He should be out working.
I woke up 5:30, he got his kiss at the front door, and then I went about my day.
Casey, we got to jump off because we've got 30 seconds to the next break, but you're a ripper, mate. Thanks for calling our show and having this chat.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Good on you, legend.
You too.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Bye.